Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday the 19th of October, recording at 9:19 p.m. And yes, it's still British summertime. Now first, a quick look at the highlights here today. In terms of stock markets, the bulls came roaring back today. Friday we'd seen a little bit of profit taking in some of the markets. But not today. We had pretty strong gains. There were a couple of exceptions. The Nikkei was down a tiny fraction, and Australia was down less than 1 point, though. My guess is it'll rebound strongly tomorrow. European stock markets closed with gains well over 1%. And Wall Street has closed out not that far off the highs of the day, with gains of nearly 1%, and Brazil up 1.5%, a strong performance there. Excuse me. Now, on the long-dated government bonds, prices are steady in the... These are bond futures. Prices are steady in the U.S. contracts, down just a fraction in the European contracts, so a quiet day. Now, among the main stories, we had an extension of the U.S. dollar's weakness, and the Antipodean currencies were among the strongest on the rebound, particularly the Australian dollar. Here, it's had a very good day. Against the euro, well, the euro is up to 149.5, and here, so. You can see these are good gains, but precious metals bounced back very strongly, and they've also had a little late flurry that's still going on after hours. Spot silver is up 39 cents here at 1781, and gold bullion is up 975. That's 1063.40. And over $12 on the futures contract. Good gains by palladium here today, as well. Crude oil, it spent most of the day a little bit lower, but surged towards the end, 79.33, and the industrial metals so had some good gains. Silver, I beg your pardon, I've already talked about silver. Copper up 11 cents, back up to 295.5. And nickel, 19,275. That's up $575. So good gains, solid gains across the sector. And also, a number of the soft, most of the soft commodities are clearly stronger in here today. As a matter of fact, all of the ones that I can see are stronger. Okay, so what's going on? Well, there's plenty of action. Some markets are gaining momentum. Mainly stock markets are certainly gaining momentum. This phenomenal bull run has shrugged off little negative signs. When it's seen a little bit of loss of momentum, it hasn't stayed down for very long. The integrity of the upward trends has been maintained, characterized by higher reaction lows. On Friday, after a good week, we saw a little bit of profit taking, including a few small downside key day reversals that I mentioned on Friday. Well, those were completely offset here today, as these markets bounced back very, very strongly. So I think it's a question of liquidity still, or monetary policy, which of course is the key to the liquidity, is still trumping just about everything else. There is still a lot of money on the sidelines. There is also, in money market funds, there is still a lot of money in corporate bonds and also perhaps government bonds, despite the generally negative comments. But at this stage, Well, the Weekly View is very interesting. Rod Smith and colleagues' comments on this. I mean, he's saying that corporate bonds will be underperforming from here on, and underperforming the stock market from here on, that is. And that would make sense because bonds tend to lead in both directions. So one would have to be knee deep in the deflation camp to really feel that one should be heavily overweight bonds in this environment. And the Weekly View's view, and I would certainly second that view, Fuller Money would second that view, is that equities are going to continue to outperform from here on. Now, this doesn't mean that we won't get overstretched and then we won't see some mean reversions, but in a good bull market, you probably don't lasting, say, 3, 4 years, you usually don't get more than a couple of corrections during that move. We are arguably due for one before too long, but let's watch the charts in terms of the actual day-to-day timing on this, because we're getting these small little reactions, which helps to in a number of markets. I pointed out Brazil's acceleration on the upside on Friday in a chart review. It's not too overheated, but it's heading in that direction in the short term. But the point I'm trying to make is that we've seen enough small reactions and consolidations to allow these markets to consolidate gains, let some of the steam escape. But overall, these trends are setting up, as I say, for that eventual medium-term correction. Would I sell in anticipation of that? Almost certainly not. And because what are we talking about? 10 to 15% on something like the S&P or the UK FTSE index or the DAX, and maybe 20-25% on the better performing emerging markets. And that might sound like a lot, but China fell 25% following its dramatic downside key day reversal in response to and finally checking with which it finally checked an accelerating upward trend, or steepening upward trend is a better way to describe it. It wasn't runaway in the sense that the word acceleration would imply, but it was steepening, and therefore becoming unsustainable and becoming susceptible to the reversion to the mean. But I mentioned China because it fell, when it fell 20%, a lot of people started screaming bear market, which we thought was silly, and it fell 25%, but has now regained over half of that decline and is doing extremely well. Excuse me. But it's the only one of the big important markets that has seen that correction. And as we've said before, that may be a template for what happens with some of the other markets. My inclination at this stage of the cycle, when monetary policy is so accommodative, is that I would ride out a mean reversion correction and use it as a buying opportunity. Okay, what else to mention in here? The weakness of the US dollar, as I mentioned in the review, has continued in here today. That combination of the strong stock markets and the soft dollar has enabled precious metals to rally back up towards the upper side of their little consolidations. And I wouldn't be surprised to see upward breaks either tomorrow or by Wednesday or Thursday, because these do look like orderly little consolidations within a bull trend, which is by no means overextended. for precious metals. As far as the dollar itself is concerned, we have not yet challenged the lows that we had seen back in 2008, and that sort of, I think it was June through July period, and then followed by an upward break as the dollar started to strengthen in August as stock markets around the world began to weaken, what turned out to be that very, very big slide. So there is still downside momentum to the US dollar. It's not hugely oversold at this stage. I did mention sterling and sterling's two upward dynamics that it had seen on Friday and Thursday, indicating some short covering against some of the stronger currencies, such as the New Zealand and Australian dollars. Well, sterling had an offsetting downward dynamic in here today. So, in other words, it fell back more sharply today than it had rallied against the Australian and New Zealand dollars on Friday. So let's check that short covering rally. The problem for sterling and also the dollar is that one can say, well, they get overextended, but what's the impetus to push them higher beyond a little bit of short covering? And for that, I think we would need to see at least a full-blown stock market correction if it were to occur anytime soon. So going back to the sterling, what we may see, since it had taken such a beating against a number of these currencies, we may see a sort of a ranging, retesting of the lows, sort of bottoming out process. This is conjecture on my part, but I don't think we're going to see, having seen sterling accelerate downwards to that low, I question whether we're going to see a spike upwards. I don't see the catalyst for that unless we go into a stock market correction sooner rather than later. So my hunch, my best guess, and I'm being as candid as I can with you here in thinking about possibilities and outlining possibilities, is that maybe we just get a little bit of a ranging base building phase for sterling before we see a medium term a technical rally from an oversold condition. Now, if so, that could last for a few months, that sort of sideways ranging support building phase. And I'm very much aware, as I'm sure all of you are, that this remains a period of seasonal strength for stock markets, and that really lasts through most of the first quarter. Again, I have emphasized in recent audios that markets are moving quite rapidly now, and some of these trends have steepened, not least for stock markets, and that when we get that persisting, it can discount an awful lot of bullish expectations very, very quickly, or in the case of the dollar weakening, a lot of bearish expectations very, very quickly. And that sets the markets up for contra-trend reactions. So I think we need to monitor things closely, but as of today, it's still all go on the upside for stock markets, and the main risk would seem to be reversions towards the mean. So a little bit scratchy voice here this evening, not sure why. In terms of the US dollar, I'm getting overextended, but we're not fully there yet. Precious metals could easily run on the upside once again. Industrial commodities, this sector looks strong in here. And last but not least, a number of the agricultural commodities really remain, most of them remain quite firm here. So I'll end almost as I concluded. Monetary policy still rules, and it's super accommodative. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.